T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sunwave Gas and Power, Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network, as Mets win big over the Indians tonight, 9-2. Update you on some scores that are of importance to the Mets. Mention the Phillies winning, so they stay tied with the Mets. Washington lost, so the Mets 3 games behind the Nationals for the first wild card spot. 2 games behind the Cubs for the second. Cubs now lead the Giants 5-3. That game's in the 8th at Wrigley, and the Cardinals leading Milwaukee 7-2. In the 7th inning, so the Mets won't really gain much ground on the teams that are ahead of them as far as the Cubs, Cardinals are concerned. They did gain a game on Washington, but some of the games, teams behind them, well, the Mets could gain some ground on them. The Brewers would fall further back. The Giants would fall further back. In fact, Arizona could leapfrog San Francisco tonight. The D-backs lead Colorado 3-2 in the 4th, so the Mets just taking care of their own business. That's what they need to do more than anything else. And as far as the strikeouts are concerned tonight, the Mets combined for 12. And for every strikeout this year, the Mets Radio Network will make a donation to Cars for Kids charity. We're donating. You should, too. Donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com today. Steven Matz had 7 strikeouts, 6 of them looking. That's something he did exactly on May 23rd against Washington when he fanned 7. He had 6 backward Ks in that game. But tonight, unlike that game, a team that Matz hasn't faced very much, only facing the Indians for the second time in his career, as he was asked how it felt tonight after the game.
You know, me and Wilson just had a good game plan going in. We're just keeping him off the fastball, you know, cutting him in, changeups away, fastballs in. We just had a good mix going, and it was effective.
When you're able to strike out 6 of the 7 guys looking, is that, I mean, we were talking to Mickey about it a little bit before, but is that just you doing a really good job setting hitters up, or was your stuff really moving well to the point where it was starting outside and then coming back across the plate?
I think a little bit of both. You know, I think some of those pitches were like, you know, right there on the edge. So, you know, I think especially on those curveballs, maybe guys were giving up on a little bit, especially since I wasn't throwing too many of them today. So I think, yeah.
This home stand, the quality of opponent sort of speaks for itself, including these guys. Do you guys see it as a test or a proving ground the next week and a half?
I don't know. I think we're playing good baseball, and I think we're just going to bring, you know, our best every time here. I think we have a lot of confidence in ourselves, you know, as individuals in this group, what we got going. So I think the opponent, necessarily, we're not going to put any added pressure on ourselves. We're just going to go out and play our best baseball at this point.
From a pitcher's perspective, when you look at your own lineup and what they're doing, what would make them so difficult to pitch against 1-9?
You know, I just think you know, when you got Conforto behind Alonso, you know, that's Alonso's got to get pitches because Conforto can really do damage. And, you know, you got JD down there. I mean, we just got a really well-balanced lineup. You know, we got some speed at the top with Rosie, who's really swinging it. It's just a hard lineup to navigate because, you know, the depth we have in it.
You've had a good run recently of putting up zeros in that first inning, something maybe you struggled with earlier in the season. Has that been a different approach for you mentally? What do you think has been the reason?
I think you just learn from your mistakes early on. It's not anything crazy. I just think it's a little bit more, instead of trying to feel what I have out there, just being a little bit more aggressive in that first inning, and that's helped me.
Steven Matz continues to put together consecutive starts in a row where he's pitched well, third time out, where he's allowed 2 runs or fewer. Did that against the Marlins August 7th and against the Braves his last time. And as far as the first inning woes that Matz had early in the season, well, really hasn't been a problem for him lately, as Matz has now had 7 straight starts where he's allowed no runs in the first inning. Gave up 1 in the second tonight and another unearned run in the 4th. Otherwise, Matz worked into the 7th, and he now is 6-0 with a 2.07 ERA at Citi Field this year. We bring in Brad Heller, who is filling in for Ed Coleman. And as far as the Mets getting a victory against a pretty good ball club here against the Indians tonight, you know, I heard your question to Steven about this team feeling like it needs to prove itself. well, this would be a good time for them to do it. And, you know, it's just from the way the team feels overall, you know, is there any sense of having to prove themselves at this point?
Well, J.D. Davis told us that, hey, the playoffs start now because of the hole they put themselves in. They realize that they've really had to climb out of a big, big hole and win series. And against competition like this, especially on this homestand, that they have really a chance to gain a lot of ground. And I think, yeah, they gained a lot of confidence when they played teams that were in the bottom of the standings. And now as the competition ramps up here, they're riding that confidence into a big, big homestand and got it off to a good start tonight.
How was Davis's calf feeling after the game?
Said he felt good. Said he felt 100%. I mean, he tested it before the game, and he was joking that, hey, don't have to test it out when he hit a home run. So, I mean, certainly he looked good running the bases there, but he did feel okay, and he said the day off really helped out leading into today.
And the Mets were off yesterday, and they come back tonight. They beat up on the Tribe 9-2 here tonight as the Mets get a win. They blow it up late against a pretty good bullpen that the Indians have. And as far as the rest of the series, Cleveland will have Adam Plutko pitching tomorrow, and then Adam Savali, a guy that they like a lot, on Thursday night to finish up this series. But Stroman tomorrow, then Syndergaard, the Mets with this starting pitching. It seems like every game it sets up nicely to go from one to the next.
They really are feeding off each other, the pitching and the offense. I mean, if you're a starting pitcher, if you're Mats, you know, if you keep this game close, I mean, the way this offense is going, they're going to break it open at some point. Conforto was able to do that, and that was the one thing that Michael said, like, hey, look, you know, this pitcher, the opposing pitcher might get us the first time through, might get us the second time through, but the confidence they have, they feel like they can break through at some point. So if the starting pitching can keep them in it, which this group has been able to do over the last several weeks, that the offense is going to have a chance to put some runs on the board, and they're able to do that, and they tacked on against this bullpen late.
You know, the Cardinals are playing the Brewers right now. The Cubs and Cardinals play each other a lot as the season goes along. Certainly Philadelphia will play Washington a lot, and the Phillies will play the Mets a lot, and the Nationals still play the Mets. Are the Mets even thinking about scoreboard watching from the sense you're getting at this point?
You don't get that sense. I mean, this group, you know, this young group is really doing a good job of kind of just focusing on the task at hand. I mean, J.D. talked about kind of the opponents on this homestand for sure. I mean, with the Cubs coming up, a team they're chasing, obviously the first-place Braves, and the Indians who are playing well also. But they're really just kind of attacking it game by game and looking at the starting pitcher. They talked about kind of the plan against Bieber, how to attack him. And it's not something they know that if they win series, as J.D. said, they keep winning series, they're going to put themselves in a really good position. So I'm impressed, honestly, with this young group that they haven't talked about some of the outside competition. I know Mickey has talked about kind of scoreboard watching, how it's just natural for him being in the dugout. But these guys, these players are really just kind of focusing day in and day out, and we're seeing the results certainly as positive as they have been over the last month or so.
I think the general point for the Mets is that they don't really need a scoreboard watch if they keep winning games, and they beat the Indians tonight 9-2. Cleveland's bullpen allowed 5 runs. According to Sarah Langs of MLB.com, just the second time since June 29th that the Indians relievers have allowed 5 runs in a single game. Brad Heller, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Wayne.